Hey, dude. How are you holding up? Here. It's the latest 5 volumes of that manga you're always going on about. I thought you might want to catch up on it. I don't think I've ever read it before. Maybe you and I could read it together sometime? Or when you feel better, if you want. Did they say how much longer you'll be admitted here? Oh. Well, don't sweat it, okay? I'll make sure to drain you every day. Why are you looking at me like that? Is something wrong? I said I'll make sure to visit you every day. You look tired as hell. You sure you don't need some rest? Well, regardless, I'll be staying here as long as they let me. Keep you company so you don't feel horny, alright? I said so you don't feel lone. It's happening again, isn't it? No, don't apologize, and don't lie to me. None of this is your fault, and you don't have to hide anything from me. What I don't get is why your meds aren't working. They have you staying on top of them, but you're still hearing and seeing shit that isn't real.
I bet it felt pretty fucking real when you had that massive heart on last night.
You're covering your crotch again.
I bet you're leaking like crazy right now.
Hold on, let's sit over in the corner there. Away from any eyes. Now, these voices you're hearing, what do they sound like? Like me? And what kind of things are they saying, specifically?
You know I'm such a slut for you, right?
You know you can tell me anything, right?
No one could ever make you feel as good as I could.
So what is it saying to you now? I see. The visual hallucinations were sexually focused on me as well. If it's really going so far as to warp what I'm saying to you, I have to ask you something that might be a bit uncomfortable for you to tell me. But no matter what you say, I would never think less of you for it. I'm really worried about you. So just be truthful, okay? Do you feel attracted to me? And if not romantically, sexually? Yeah, I thought so. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, Yeah, we're fine. Just reading together. Oh, it's time for his meds. Yeah, sure thing.
I can swallow your load faster than you can down those pills. My throat is so hungry and wet for your thick, warm cream.
Thank you. What's going on with you? It's not psychosis. At least I don't think it is. This might sound fucking ridiculous, but given whatever is in your head is trying to imitate me, or what it thinks I am, or you, I don't fucking know. I just think you've been repressing whatever feelings it is you've had for me. And it's manifesting in, well, like this. I know telling me how you feel couldn't have been easy. I'm always such a hard ass towards you, it's no wonder you're so closed off to me. Now, all those words never said, those feelings that you tried to bottle up, are taking on some kind of form of their own that became really warped. But that thing in your head? It's just a fantasy. The real thing is right here, looking at you. I'm here. I'm sorry. And I want to help. I just need you to tell me. Do you want me?
Oh, you know you want me so bad, baby. You want this pussy to rock.
Hey, whatever dipshit loser is in his head right now, fuck off. Hey, it's all right. Just let me know if you want me. Not a fantasy, the real me. If you don't, I get it. Like I said, I never exactly made you feel like you could open up to me. But I just want you to know you can now. Okay? So if you want me, just... Alright. Let's just... Let me block the view so no one sees us. You feel that? It's okay. You don't have to speak. I know being sexual is something that's always been really awkward for you. But you need this. So let me do this for you. Okay? I've got you. I've got you.
How sweet. And so vanilla. Come on, baby. I can make you feel better than this. I'd suck you right here for everyone to see. Suck you till you went sane again. You need me to make you feel home. To give you that release nothing else can.
Hey, can you hear me in there, dipshit? You'll never have him. He doesn't need you, because there's nothing you can ever give him. I bet you talk a big game, but won't even know what the fuck to do with his cock if it slapped you in the fucking face. He's not your man. He never was your man. He's never gonna be your man. You can't even clap, you assless bitch. So fuck off and do whatever the hallucinatory equivalent of playing in traffic is. No one wants you here. The voice. Is it gone? Thank fuck. Thought that asswipe would never leave. Like I said, I got you. You're always so sweet to me when I couldn't be bothered to make an effort to return the favor. That changes starting today. So you don't need to sit in silence anymore. We can be more open with each other going forward. We'll even experiment with what you're into on the way. You'd like that, stud? Ew. Stud? That felt so cringe to say. Sorry, it'll take some getting used to. Bear with me. We don't need to live by expectations or fantasies. Just be ourselves together. Or whatever our relationship is now. Are we an item or like FWBs? Nah, we'll figure it out. But for now, I just need you to come for me. Come on, let it out. There we go. And that's sad. That's my good boy.